Good morning, Evan.
Good morning. How are you, Mike?
I am swell. I'm better. Better than last week when I unfortunately missed you. Jake Shapiro filling in, doing a great job, though, asking the good hockey questions and comments from him. So, okay, I got five for you. And I'm going to ask you an impossible task. I'm going to ask you to pick one. Why will the Avalanche, the first team in the NHL history to sweep a best-of-seven series and score 20-plus goals, taking 175-plus shots, why will the Avalanche advance to the next round? You have to pick one of five. You can't pick them all, right?
All righty.
Health, 100%. Last year, they didn't have Kadri, Eric Johnson, Bo Byram. Number two, they have four lines. It's not just the MGM line. They have three different defensive pairings. This team has depth. Number three, the defense. Philip Forsberg, 42 goals in season, no points until the last period of a four-game sweep. The Norris finalist, Josi, one goal, one assist. That's it. Number four, goaltending. Kemper was fine. Francouz was good enough. And number five, this is a physical team. They skated to check. They checked hard against a team that wanted to goon it up. It shows the makeover of this team. Manson taking down Kunin, defending Kadri after a cheap shot. That was impressive. All right. If you can only pick one, what is it?
Ooh, making it tough on me.
Yes.
I will go, of those five, I'm going to go defense just because I think that's the great equalizer, especially in this series. The Avs have the best top pair in the NHL. They have a good second pair. I think Manson and Girard have really found some chemistry together. And the third pair, Eric Johnson looks great so far. They really missed him last year. And at the same time, Bowen Byram, he's a dynamic player on the third pair that 95% of teams just cannot throw out. So I'm going to go defense, especially in this series where the Blues and the Avs are both pretty deep up front. But the difference is going to be on defense. The Blues do not have the same defense the Avs do.
And you're right. The Avs have great depth. And the fact that the Avalanche have four lines, the Blues also have multiple lines. They are deep on offense. Maybe we should use that as a segue to get into analyzing the Blues, what you see from this team. It wasn't too many years ago that I saw them playing at the beginning of playoffs, got on them, and rode them all the way to a Stanley Cup win on my show predictions. That I just saw something special in this team. They were impressive in the first round, getting through the first round, surprised some people. Talk about the strengths of this team and what challenge that presents the Avalanche, who have struggled in the second round.
So the challenge that they're going to present is they're a little bit different with Nashville, where Nashville had pretty much just one line up front, whereas St. Louis can roll three lines out there that can score. I was a little surprised that they got past Minnesota because their defense was so beat up, but they did it through scoring. And the big thing that they have is special teams. Their power play is great. Their penalty kill is great. If the Avs get into trouble with penalties in this series, this could become a really tight series because the St. Louis Blues power play is pretty deadly. So it's a good team. A lot of people are pointing to the sweep last year. This is not the same team as last year, but it's not the same Avs team as last year either. So it's a little bit different. Like I said, the Avs, they have a huge advantage on defense. And then really with St. Louis, you don't know what you're getting in net. Binnington was pretty up and down all year. Husso had a good season, but he's unproven and got pulled in the first round. So the Avs got to Binnington pretty quick last year. So if they do that again, it could be trouble for the Blues.
Yeah, it could be. You know, I was thinking about preparing for last week's segment, which I didn't get to do, and Jake filled in because I was tested positive for COVID. Finally, took years, but they finally got me. I was thinking of how big a Burakovsky guy you were a year ago, how he was the difference on this team, that the Avs had a Burakovsky, had a depth of talent. And I was thinking this year, nothing says depth better than the fact that he's on the third line and plays a lot of defense in his role. That this, more than anything, says how much this team has retooled and how deep they've become.
Yeah, and it also says a lot about the player and the team that these guys, you know, you got Alex Newhook, who played, you know, top nine role all year long, not even playing in the first round. These guys are, you know, they're playing the role they're being asked to play. Burakovsky was in the top six on the top two lines all year long, and now he's in the third line in the playoffs. And, you know, he didn't do a lot offensively in the first round until that last game, but he was battling defensively every single night, which we don't necessarily see from him during the regular season. So these guys are buying in. They understand this is a deep team. Sometimes you got to make some sacrifices in terms of your own personal game, but you know, everyone's buying in right now. And it was great to watch in the first round.
Yeah, it was impressive how they handled a very physical, or attempting to be a very physical team in Nashville with nothing to lose, really. Hey, let's get a prediction. I don't know. I don't think as of last night they'd even set a schedule yet. When the first game is, if it's Monday or Tuesday, how you think that game will go, and how you think this series will go?
Yeah, so I think it is going to be a little bit tighter than last year with the Blues. I don't know when it's going to start. Yeah, everyone has to worry about rust, but the Avs had the same situation last year, and they came out and beat the Golden Knights 7-1 in Game 1, so I don't know if rust is really going to be that big of an issue. But I do think this is the Avs' time to pull this series out and get past this hump of the second round. But I don't think it's going to be a sweep like last year. I think it's going to be a tight series. I do think it's going to be a pretty exciting series because these teams can score some goals. So I have the Avs in six taking this series and heading to the conference finals.
All right. And who do you see will be their next matchup at this point if they're going to get to the Stanley Cup games?
I really have no idea because that other division is very difficult to make any sense of because you got Dallas, who stumbled their way into the playoffs, has somehow forced seven games out of Calgary, who was great all year long. And then you have LA, who's beat up and young and has never really been here with a lot of their players, just taking on two of the best players in the world and taking them to seven games too. So it's really tough. In my bracket before the playoffs, I had Edmonton and the Avs in the conference finals. I think that'd be a lot of fun to watch, but I have no way that entire division or bracket doesn't make any sense to me. So I guess I'll just stick with Edmonton.
All right. Hey, we got three game sevens, I think, today, right, in the NHL. In our last minute here, you got winners for us?
I have to stick with Carolina because every team in that series that's at home has won, and they're at home. And I picked them to go to the finals, so I'm going to stick with them. The other one, I think this is Toronto's year. It's been a tight series back and forth. Can't make much of it, but I think this is Toronto's year to get past the hump in the first round. I think Austin Matthews is just a special player. And then, yeah, Edmonton. I think Edmonton went into LA and made a statement the other night, and I think they're going to pull it off at home tonight.
All right. It's an incredible day for NHL fans. Evan Rowell and the team down at DNVR, you want to follow them and read them and read them and listen to the podcast. And, of course, Evan gives grades to every player after every game at the Avalanche place. You want to catch that at DNVR as well. Hey, Evan, great talking hockey with you. Let's pick this up next week in the middle of the series.
Sounds good. Have you feeling better?